In Wisconsin, calls to the state's problem gambling hotline are up, but most of the callers, as well as those answering the phones, are white. Joanna Franklin is president of the Maryland Council on Problem Gambling. She says that doesn't reflect the number of gambling addicts in minority communities.
Prevalence numbers would indicate that people of color, and that's everybody that's not European white background, have a higher incidence of problem gambling.
But Franklin says minorities aren't likely to seek out help if they know all that's available is a white counselor.
The first place you turn for help is to your own community. You don't take your dirty laundry out of the community.
Franklin says efforts in some states, including Wisconsin, to train more Hispanic, Asian, African American, and Native American counselors will help. But she says because gambling is ingrained in many cultures as an acceptable part of life, it's even more important to encourage counselors to add some flexibility to the traditional Gamblers Anonymous 12-step abstinence program.
If we talk about Native Americans, some of whom, when they go to powwow and participate in stick games, it's a sacred ceremony. And they're helping to celebrate the origin of the universe. And that's a gambling game, by the way. You can't just ram one way of recovering down the throats of people from different cultures. You have to come to understand the culture well enough to be able to help the client learn and plan a recovery program based on their culture.
Franklin is bringing her call for cross-cultural addiction counseling to Wisconsin this week. She's a keynote speaker at the annual Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling Conference taking place in Waukesha. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.